Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Newell will be back tomorrow. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be with you today as we continue the Newell Norman Show. Anything we talked about earlier, you can still call in, text in, chat about. It's been 10 years since smoking was banned in bars in New Orleans. Can you believe that? It was 10 years ago, a decade ago, that the New Orleans City Council voted to ban smoking in bars. Many opponents to that policy thought it was going to be the death of the nightclub industry and bars in the city. Has it turned out so much that way? It seems like bars are all still doing well. There was documented losses in revenue from video poker in bars and from the big casino as well immediately after the ban went into effect, as we saw smokers not gambling as much and presumably spending less time in bars also. But anecdotally, then we heard that non-smokers came and filled those voids. And it looks like the bar industry is pretty healthy now, at least in terms of as a result of the ban on smoking. So if you want to sound off on that, is it too much government overreach 10 years later? Is it just something it's like it is what it is now and we're used to it? Also, we were talking about the boil water advisory. Hopefully in the next few hours, the Department of Health and Hospitals and the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board will be able to announce that they have lifted the ban, the boil water advisory that currently is affecting all of the city of New Orleans except for Algiers. And we talked about maybe it's just too restrictive right now. Maybe that the rules by which govern when a boil water advisory has to be issued may be too much. So we can sound off on that. Also, this hour, we're going to start talking a little bit about the Super Bowl here in New Orleans in just 13 days. CBS's Erica Herskowitz tells us now we know who's playing in the game.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
The call courtesy of the Chiefs Radio Network. The Chiefs knocked off the Bills in the AFC title game 32-29 to advance to yet another Super Bowl. Their opponent, the Philadelphia Eagles, who blew out the Washington Commanders in the NFC title game 55-23. Eagles running back Saquon Barkley on Fox enjoying the moment.
It's amazing. We're here. Super Bowl. But the goal wasn't just getting there. The goal is to win. And we're going to celebrate, enjoy this, and get right back to work.
The Eagles and Chiefs meet in Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans on February 9th. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
That's only 13 days away. Thank you, Erica. Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon, joins us on the live line now. Bobby, what do you think about this matchup? Seeing the same two teams from 2 years ago coming here to New Orleans to battle out for NFL supremacy.
Well, I think it's the two best teams. The Chiefs, even though you might not like the way they win all these one-score games, the bottom line is that they win. Then the Eagles, their roster, they have a Super Bowl roster. And if Jalen Hurts plays like he played yesterday against Washington, I could see them definitely not letting the Chiefs three-peat. I think right now the open line there, the Eagles are 1.5-point underdog against KC, But Dave, if you look at the last Super Bowl, very entertaining that they played against each other, 38-35, was crazy. Jalen Hurts, if you look at numbers, always look at the numbers. Jalen Hurts outplayed Pat Mahomes. He's not even close. He had total 374 yards. Pat Mahomes had 226. might say, well, the turnovers. The one thing, if you remember that first half, you remember he had that fumble, he kind of, I don't know, stumbled and dropped the ball, and then the Chiefs scooped and scored, and that was the difference. But he was like 27 to 38, 304 yards, a touchdown, zero interceptions. He had three touchdowns rushing. He ran the ball 15 times for 70 yards. Mahomes had ran it six times for 44 yards, but he was only 21 to 27, 182 yards. He had three touchdowns and zero picks. They both didn't throw interceptions, but I don't know. To me, when you watch the Chiefs playing, and you might be talking to your friends or you texting and you're observing, all I know, whoever Kansas City plays, you better be up by two scores at the end of the game.
Yeah, because last time they played, Kansas City scored 17 in the fourth quarter, outscored the eight the Eagles had to win that Super Bowl 2 years ago. And it seems like, yeah, it's almost like a cat and mouse game where they're just toying with you for the first three quarters, and then Mahomes is, wait, hold my beer. And then he takes off and just dominates the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Dave, that's right on. That's what I said. You got to be up by two scores or, you know, that you never could be comfortable. And then when I look at Washington, what happened there, I mean, that was a shellacking. But, you know, the one thing, you can't win. They were minus four in that turnover margin. You know, I knew, I didn't think it was, I said, maybe they can come back. You know, it was like, I think it was, third quarter, 34 to 23, and then when Austin Ekeler had that fumble, I said, oh, no, it's just not going to happen for them. And you know, when you look at Jane Daniels, obviously a lot of local interest to cheer for him. You know, he was trying to become the first rookie quarterback to not only go to the Super Bowl, win it. You know, Dan Marino went but didn't win it. But, you know, he looked poised. He looked like he was overwhelmed. But, you know, you want look at Washington again. That's why I bring up those turnovers. And, you know, the Saints, this we've got to hope for the Saints. Now, I don't know if they can happen to get the double-digit wins. But if you look at Washington, their improvement, they went from 4-13 to 12-5 in one season. I would just hope the Saints can go from 5-12, you know, to 10-7 and just win double digits. But the big difference for the Washington and Jane Daniels are what they did, what they didn't do in the game in the playoffs. Like I said, the turnovers, their last 10 games had zero turnovers. And all of a sudden, the most important game, go to Super Bowl, they have four. And, you know, that stretch down in their franchise history, they hadn't done that since World War II. 1940.
And the Eagles, you know, seem particularly interested, even more so than normal. You saw them just punching at every ball, at every opportunity, and the pressure they brought. Clearly the Eagles were determined to cause some turnovers in that game, and they did.
Yeah, and Zach Bond, a former Saint. I mean, here's a guy that he's a special teams guy for us. We're not even playing him. See, that'd be a question I have with Mickey Loomis. You're not even playing him, I guess, the coaching staff. How can he go from not playing in Vic Fangio, who coached outside linebackers in the Dome Patrol, Ricky Jackson and Pat Swilling, now he's running the Eagles' defense. How can he say, we got to go get Zach Bond? And he turns Zach Bond not just a Pro Bowler, but all pro. Look how opportunistic he was. He not only recovered a fumble. He forced a fumble. So just unbelievable. But I knew it might be a long day when Saquon Barkley, when he had at the very first play, he goes 60 yards for a touchdown. And see the difference, I think, between a very entertaining game, like I said before, 38-35, when the Chiefs came out on top of the Eagles, was now the Eagles have Saquon Barkley. And because when you look at it, who they had? Miles Sanders. I remember Bart Scott, I want to say, is it the Saints? Louisiana Tech running back, and then Gainwell. People might, who's Gainwell? Well, they only had 45 yards rushing, like I said, but now they got Saquon Barkley. So to me, that could be the difference maker. Now, if it's, you know, 0-0 turnover margin, you know, the Chiefs can't be minus three or minus two, and I think the Eagles not. But if that's even, I think the X factor, two things I think for the Eagles. If Jalen Hurts plays as well as he played, I think, in that last Super Bowl, but you take away that fumble, but the way he played, the poise that he had against Washington, and you're looking at Saquon Barkley, I think that could be the difference of them coming out on top. And at the end of the game, having that two-score lead where the Chiefs don't have an opportunity to have a last drive and come back and win.
Obviously, Vegas thinks these are pretty evenly matched teams. When you just have a 1.5 point differential with a with the Chiefs favored by 1.5, but the whole three-peat thing. Do you think the Chiefs are feeling more pressure than the last 2 years because they want to make history and be the first team to ever win three consecutive Super Bowls?
Well, it seems like they play better with pressure. It's like they made for this moment. Andy Reid, he's like, I don't know. You know, I say Jaden Daniels is smooth as silk, too cool for school. Andy Reid, oh, Papa Andy Reid, he seems like that. And then you look how with Pat Mahomes, okay, you know, does it. So I don't think the pressure is going to get them to three-peat. I'd be more if they don't three-peat is because what the Eagles did. It went like, oh, the Chiefs, you know, choked or just you know, gave the game to them. Like for instance, I mean, the Eagles crushed Washington. The reason why they were able to score 55 points, I mean, think about that, 55 points.
That's
a
lot of points in a conference championship.
Yeah, that Washington, you can't have four turnovers, and I just don't think the Chiefs are going to have that. You know, look at that 55 points. That was the most scored in the conference championship. You got to go back to 1970, the merger between the AFL and NFL. But, yeah, I don't see the Eagles going to have to go take it. And I think the Chiefs are going to play their game. And like I said, I think in the end, the Eagles better hope that they're up by two scores and it's not just one last drive because when it's kind of like the Tom Brady syndrome. Whenever you bet against Pat Mahomes, you lose money. So, you don't think he's not going to have success on that last drive? I don't know if I'd go against Pat Mahomes, but if you have a, you know, two-score lead.
All right, we lost Bobby there for a
the
second.
The previous game in Kansas City when they beat the Bills, I mean, he didn't even get a chance to go back on the field. Josh Allen took the lead with 13 seconds left.
All right, we're going to reestablish our connection with Bobby. Sorry, Bobby, we're going to put you on hold. When we come back, we'll let him finish that thought. And he said, you don't bet against Pat Mahomes, so does he think that that 1.5 point line is about right? And is his early gut check that it looks like the Chiefs should win this Super Bowl in New Orleans in 13 days? I'll ask Bobby that. We'll also get an update on the coaching search for the New Orleans Saints. The Saints are the last team without a coach. Does that give them now the pick of everybody else who's out there and give them an opportunity to even consider some of these coaches who are going to be playing in the Super Bowl, the assistants in the Super Bowl? Or is it Mike McCarthy? Are we just kind of going through the motions now and the Saints are going to land on Mike McCarthy? Is he the leader right now? We'll get Bobby to talk about the Saints coaching search and more on the Super Bowl coming up next. We'll also welcome your calls at 504-260-1870. Call us and text us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line on WWL. Getting a few text messages about some fog out there, particularly at the north end of the Twin Spans in the Slidell area. Visibility is down to 0.5 mile officially, and we do have some fog out over the water. I'm not hearing about any visibilities that are making it dangerous to travel, but just something to be aware of and that we are getting a few text messages about. Also, they have not yet been able to lift the boil water advisory for the east bank of New Orleans. Everyone but Algiers still advised to boil your water for a minute and let it cool off before consuming it until they can get those tests back this afternoon to verify that contaminants did not enter the system when the pressure dropped below 20 pounds per square inch because of a power loss at one of the pumps that provides water to the system. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. Bobby Hebert is with us. As now we know, after all the hype, all the discussion, the years in the making, the $560 million in upgrades at the Superdome, and everything else that's gone into getting ready for the Super Bowl 13 days away, now we know it's going to be the Chiefs and the Eagles squaring off in the Superdome coming up on Sunday, February 9th. Bobby, do you think the 1.5 point line is right? Do you think the Chiefs are slight favorites in this game?
Yeah, I think it's about right there. I think you just flip a coin. Again, you might say, well, Bobby said it's almost regular season, postseason. You know, that turnover margin, just ask coaches, you know, this would be a game that, you know, you want to be plus one or plus two, whether you're the Chiefs or the Eagles. You know, that could be a big difference whether you win or not. But I think it's whenever you see a point and a half. No, that's two evenly matched teams. That's basically like a pick 'em, flip a coin. And, you know, I just like Saquon Barkley, how explosive he is, and, you know, them controlling the line of scrimmage. That's one thing. If I'm the Chiefs, I'm taking the approach, okay, Jalen Hurts, I know he had an outstanding Super Bowl against us last time, but he has to beat us passing the football. That they're going to have to be, like, stout against the run. Because if Saquon Barkley can run, I know Jalen Hurts will have success. So that'll be interesting. And, you know, there's a lot in New Orleans history, Dave, and I know you love this between the two teams. Remember we were talking about the coldest Super Bowl ever being in New Orleans? Well, if you look at both the Chiefs and the Eagles, had their first ever Super Bowl appearances in the Big Easy.
How about that?
You know, the Chiefs played in the Super Bowl in 1970 at Tulane Stadium. You remember they beat the Vikings 23-7. That wasn't supposed to happen.
Well, I don't
that
remember
Hank
it.
Stram.
But I
it was Hank Stram was mic'd up. Hank Stram's mic'd up, and you know, he ended up becoming the Saints coach later. He's mic'd up. Lynn Dawson, the quarterback, and then you think, oh no way, they're going to beat the Vikings and Joe Capp. You know, that happened before. Remember when Joe Namath and the, you know, because you still looked at back then like AFL, NFL, more that wasn't parity. But when that's when Joe Namath and the Jets, remember when they beat the Colts and they think that was going to happen. Well, this is kind of a game where the Vikings were heavily favored and the Chiefs beat them in New Orleans in Tulane Stadium. And then you look at the Eagles. I remember I was in college at this time back in 1981 and Petey Payroll. From Northwestern State, Dick Vermeule is the coach of the Eagles. He called them Gumbo, and he was a starting offensive guard. That's when Jaworski was the quarterback for the Eagles. Jim Plunkett was the quarterback for the Raiders. But the Eagles lost in New Orleans in 1981 in the Superdome, 27-10 to the Raiders. So, yeah, these two teams, both the Eagles, this history in New Orleans, their first Super Bowl ever was playing in New Orleans.
Talking with Bobby Hebert, now that we know that the Chiefs and the Eagles are playing in the Super Bowl in just 13 days here in New Orleans, the record-tying 11th time that New Orleans will be hosting the Super Bowl, and they have put $560 million of promised upgrades into the Superdome to get it ready, and by all accounts, there's just a few little things on the punch list. They may be finishing it up now, but the Dome is ready to shine on an international stage. I know so much more talk between you and Mike this afternoon on the second guest, Bobby, about the Super Bowl. I wanted to also, while I had you, though, talk to you about the Saints and the open coaching vacancy that the Saints now have. All of the other teams in the NFL have their coaches now. Does that give the Saints an advantage now that they can pick just about any candidates they want to interview and try to woo to come to New Orleans with even the Super Bowl competing teams, anybody on their coaching staffs? Or is it now that, hey, Mike McCarthy doesn't have a team, the Saints don't have a coach, that looks like the heir apparent?
Well, Mike McCarthy is the safe pick. You know, when you look at, if you're trying to establish and you want to win, but then, I don't know, if you go in like with a Ben Johnson type of hire, you know, all of a sudden, look what he did with that Lions offense. Now he's the head coach of the Chicago Bears. I think Kellen Moore is that guy, the offensive coordinator with the Eagles. But, you know, to say pick with McCarthy, when you look at it, I mean, this didn't happen by accident. That's a lot of skins in the wall. You look at 13 seasons when he's with the Packers, and, you know, his winning percentage, 6-18, 125 wins, 77 losses. So, and then even look what he did in Dallas. I mean, you know, now he didn't do anything in the playoffs. That's it. But we're just trying to get to the playoffs right now. But he was 49-35. So he's won, that being Mike McCarthy, wherever he's been. And like I said, before this season, you go four straight seasons and you win 12 games. That's hard to do. But again, what you could do in the postseason. But right now, we're just trying to get to the postseason, the Who Dat Nation, where it's not five straight seasons and we're not playing in the postseason. When you look at Kellen Moore, I mean, now being the Eagles' offensive coordinator, I think just look at his background. Look at their offense this year. Now, Saquon was a big part of that, I think. And Howley's coach, Jalen Hurts, you know, they had the number one, the number eight ranked total offense. They were 7 in scoring and number 2 in rushing. So they will run the ball. You might say, well, Bob, the Saints don't have the Eagles' offensive line, of course. You might say, well, what did he do with the Chargers? And, you know, he had Herbert. You know, Justin Herbert with the Chargers, and, you know, after four seasons in Dallas, but if you look at overall, I look at his body of work. You can look at Kellen Moore when he was at Dallas, then with the Chargers, and now with the Eagles. He's guided a top 10 scoring offense four times in his six seasons as an offensive coordinator. So I think it would take that. If you're guiding, you know, a team where you're in the top 10, offense or defense, then you can have that balance. The disappointment this year was how our defense, instead of being top 10, top 12, we were in the 20s. And that was unacceptable. So you can see why we were not able to even come close to being a 500 team, like an 8-9, 9-8 team. I don't know. I think right now with Derek Carr at the helm, that if he's the quarterback, okay, he can be the difference in us instead of, going 5-12. Let's say we go 8-9 or 9-8, but not necessarily getting back to the postseason and winning 10 games, winning double digits. But I think Carr could still be the difference to get 3 or 4 more wins a season, but I don't think that'll be good enough. So that'll be interesting to see because, like Mickey Loomis said, we're going to give the head coach, the new head coach, that opportunity to pick the quarterback he wants and has going to have a lot of say-so about what direction the team is going. So, I don't know. I would be, I think, more on the offensive side of the ball, Coach McCarthy or Kellen Moore, like I said.
Yeah, and a lot of speculation that we're not going to hear an announcement out of the Saints now till after the Super Bowl. One, because the league tends to like all of the news about football to be about the Super Bowl for the next 13 days. And two, if the Saints are interested in anybody on the coaching staffs of either of the Super Bowl teams, they would have to wait till after the Super Bowl. So do you think it'll be 2 weeks or more before we find out who will be the next Saints head coach?
Well, Dink says they're not playing this weekend, though. They could talk directly to Kellen Moore, since the Eagles aren't playing. But you can't name him, but you can have a good feel of where you're at. And I would see it coming probably right after the Super Bowl. Why couldn't you name a coach this week? Because there's nothing going on this week, and you're not taking away nothing from the Super Bowl. Now, I think the week of the Super Bowl, yes. But if they went with Coach McCarthy, but I think they're not finished with the interview process yet. That's why I think they definitely will want that face-to-face meeting, I think, with Kellen Moore.
Well, Bobby, I know you got to go. You got to get ready for the show tonight from the Silver Slipper, Second Guessing with Mike Totilia. Anything else you want to share with us before we let you run?
No, that's. I just hope it's a good Super Bowl, Dave. You know, when you don't have a dog in the hunt.
Yes.
If they can give us a Super Bowl like they did the first time when the Chiefs kicked the field goal then to win 38-35, I would take that. So, whether it's I know the Eagles fans are more obnoxious than the Chiefs fans. when you look at it, like it's like you can go to Arrowhead Stadium and you're not worried about getting beat up. But then you go to Lincoln Field in Philadelphia, you try to go to the bathroom or something, you might get jumped. But that's just the characteristics. But I just want to see a good game. And, we always put an underdog. Usually I'm an underdog, but I don't know. I like to see history. So why not the Chiefs three-peat,
Yeah.
But either way, I just hope it's a good game.
A lot of people are tired of the Chiefs, but at the same time, it would be nice to see that history. Kind of like, no one really wanted 10 inches of snow here last week, but it was nice to see and be a part of history. So maybe this is the
right.
Same kind of thing. But it was nice yesterday after that disappointing NFC championship that wasn't even close to see the AFC championship be a back-and-forth affair and come down to the very end. That's all we want is a good game, right?
We just want a good game, and we don't want the lights to go out.
and I don't put the juju on that. Bobby Hebert.
<You're right.
laughs> Bobby Hebert will be back at 4 o'clock, folks. Second Guessing from Silver Slipper with Mike Totilia here on WWL. Thanks, Bobby. We'll hear you then in 3.5 hours. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. All right, we're opening up the lunchtime buffet to anything you want to talk about now. We can talk about the matchup in the Super Bowl. We can talk about the Saints' open coaching position. We can talk about the 10 years now that smoking has been banned in casinos and bars in New Orleans. We can talk about the new, more restrictive threshold that has led to more boil water advisories like we have right now in the city of New Orleans coming up. Jay's on the line. His call is next. You can be after him at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. I'll read some of your texts as well on WWL.